Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So last hour on the program, we were talking about this being the 50th anniversary of Jaws.
Yes.
And Dana had some dream about meeting Steven Spielberg somewhere. I have no idea.
What?
They're out with a list of the top 10 shark movies of all time. Would you care to guess any of them?
Well, Jaws has to be number one.
I'll let you know in a minute.
And then Jaws 2 would be number two.
No, Jaws 2 is number 8.
It's not bad.
What about Jaws 3D? That was the first Jaws I ever saw. It was terrible.
Sharknado?
Sharknado did not make the list.
Ooh,
Sam.
It
but,
should.
But it should have, yeah.
Sharknado 2?
The Meg.
The Meg comes in at number 7. That
uh-huh.
is correct.
Yeah, I'm into sharks. Is all of Shark Week on there as one gigantic catalog of greatness?
These are just movies about sharks, okay. not a series. Nope.
What about when Arthur Fonzarelli jumped the shark?
That's Happy Days, and that is a TV show, not a movie.
I'm out.
Okay. Number 10, Deep Blue Sea 3.
Oh, okay.
Number 9, Meg 2.
Okay.
Number 8, Jaws 2. Number 7, The Meg. Number 6, by the way, all of these are in recent years. Number 6 is The Reef.
Ooh, that is good.
Number 5, Open Water.
I cannot watch Open Water. That's the one where they go snorkeling and then they look up and their boat's gone. It's awful.
Married couple go on a scuba expedition to help their relationship wind up getting stranded. Yep. Number 4, Under Paris.
Ooh, don't know about that one. I have to write that down.
Came out last year. It's Stephen King.
Has anyone seen any of these?
The Meg is outstanding. There is one with Blake Lively. I think that's The Reef that is very good, called The Shallows.
No, The Shallows is number 3.
Very good with Blake Lively.
Yes, Blake Lively is in The Shallows.
Okay.
Number 2, Deep Blue Sea 1.
Deep Blue Sea 1, okay.
It came out in 1999.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to write these down.
And number 1 is Jaws.
Of course it is. Why do you say that with such...
Because it sucks.
No, it doesn't. We watched it again last night.
Oh, my God. I just looked up Deep Blue Sea. This is laughable.
Well, you know...
It's a young, good-looking lady
of
with
course,
a very low-cut shirt on. It's very obvious that she's real, and it's very obvious the giant shark behind her is not.
It never is.
One of the reasons, we talked about this last week,
why is that,
that
shirt
Jaws
so low?
Was so accidentally successful because the mechanical shark would not work. It malfunctioned constantly.
You can tell.
And because of that, you weren't able to really see it much, which made it scarier.
Oh, yeah. It would have been way worse if you could see that super fake shark more.
It is not super fake.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that thing scares me to death. When it pops out, there are still times when that thing pops out that I jump.
It's mechanical.
I don't care. It scares me.
So I feel about Jaws, I think, the way you feel about Star Wars.
Yeah. It's, you know, part of our...
Scott likes it, so I'm not going to.
Part of pop culture. And I saw Star Wars. We watched it. I'm glad I watched it.
Which one did you watch?
The first one, the original.
The original from 77.
The very original where she says, I love you. And he goes, I know.
That's actually episode 5 from 1980.
Whatever. They should just do it in order. It would be much simpler. Anyway, it was good.
I mean, Jabba the Hutt looks more realistic than the shark in Jaws.
You could not be more wrong, okay. Sam. I'm telling you. It's so good.
You don't even see the shark from the text line in Jaws until 45 minutes into the movie. What are we, character building here?
That's why it was so scary, because you knew it was down there. And in fact, I'll tell you this. I think Jaws 2, there's a scene where there's a water skier, okay? And her older mother is driving the boat, and you just see the fin come up, Scott, just like the and it's coming up behind her. That still freaks me out.
Does it kill her?
Yes. Doesn't end well for anyone in that movie.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I have seen The Shallows.
It's pretty good, actually.
I cannot get over this Deep Blue Sea movie cover.
Going home and watching it tonight. Samuel L. Jackson's in it.
In what?
Deep Blue Sea.
That doesn't mean it's necessarily a good movie. He was also in Snakes on a Plane.
That is a great film.
On an island research facility, Dr. Susan McAllister is harvesting the brain tissue of DNA-altered sharks as a possible cure for Alzheimer's. When the facility's backers send an executive, Samuel L. Jackson, to investigate, a routine procedure goes awry and a shark starts attacking the researchers. Da-dum. Now the sharks outnumber their human captors. McAllister and her team must figure out a way to stop them.
Text line says 47 meters down is pretty good, too.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I watched that one, too.
Oh, the other thing we watched last night, this is also a Run, Do Not Walk, is, and I have to get, Sam, will you look up the name if you don't mind? It's on Netflix. It is the documentary about Woodstock 99.
Oh, the redo that wasn't.
Well, so
you remember. It's called Trainwreck. Trainwreck. Woodstock 99.
Yeah, Trainwreck, that's right. So you remember they did Woodstock 94, and that was the Mudfest one.
Right.
It was successful, didn't make any money, but, you know, a lot of people showed up. It was at Woodstock, New York, but it rained the entire time, and it was a Mudfest, kind of like Rockfest that one year when it got all muddy.
Yeah.
And then they decided, let's do another Woodstock, but this time, same promoters, same producers, everything. This time, we have to make money, all right? No more losing money, guys. So they get this all-star cast. It's Limp Bizkit, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jewel, you name it, they had them. And it was just an incredible lineup over 3 days. It was scorching
hot. I do remember that. It was like 110 degrees or something.
Scorching hot. Yeah. And by the second day, you know, and to make the money, not only were the tickets like $115 a piece, and in 1999, $115 for a ticket was a lot of money. But the vendors who were selling sodas and waters, they were charging $8 for a water in 1999. $8 for a soda. Popcorn was ridiculous. Food was ridiculous.
And I think they ran out, didn't they?
They did start running out on day three.
Of water.
They started running out of water on day three. And they did have watering stations. Like, you could buy a bottle of water and then go to a watering station and fill it up. But it was coming out. It was gross water.
Ew.
Right? The porta potties were overflowing and stunk.
I do remember that.
There were women were being sexually assaulted.
Oh, God.
Everybody was high as you know what. Everybody's drunk. And then Limp Bizkit did not do anything to calm the crowd down. It was Korn was the headliner on Friday night, Limp Bizkit on Saturday night, Red Hots on Sunday night. By Sunday, everybody is exhausted, sunburnt, hungover, high as you know what. And they start running out of everything.
Yep.
And then the rumors started going around that there was going to be a special last act. And they didn't know if it was, rumor was it was Bob Dylan. Then the rumor was it was Prince.
Right.
Then the rumor was it was going to be Michael Jackson. The Red Hots finished their set. And the crowd is angry.
Yep.
They are hot.
Thank you. Good night.
They are broke.
Yep.
The Red Hots leave the stage and no surprise act comes out. Well, here's the other thing. This is the dumbest thing ever. The promoter started handing out candles. Well, guess what these drunk and high 20-year-olds did with those candles?
They started lighting.
They set everything on fire.
On fire, yeah.
Everything on fire. from the soundboards to the vans out back to the trailers that brought all the equipment, they set everything on fire.
How do you run out of water?
Poor planning.
Oh, and they sit down with the promoter for the entire documentary. He is, his sound bites pop up the entire documentary. His reaction, even all these years later, is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
It's really good. It's three episodes. It's really good.
All right. When we get back, you heard this in Dan Weinbaum's newscast. Terribly, terribly sad story. The Kansas City Police Department sent the media an email over the weekend about a pedestrian fatality. What happened when a woman was struck by her own truck at a local gas station? We'll talk about it straight ahead.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, story here from Channel 9. A woman was killed yesterday afternoon, sadly, after she was run over by her own truck outside of a gas station in Kansas City. God. Police responded just before 1:45 to the fast stop at 7100 Eastwood Traffic Way on a report of a pedestrian struck. A preliminary report from police say the driver parked the green Ford F-150 in a space near the pumps and began fueling the vehicle. The truck then began rolling backward, and police say the driver tried to get back inside the truck through the passenger side, but fell and then was run over by its wheels. She died at the scene.
So, Sam, you had read some stuff about this over the weekend because I heard another pedestrian struck, and we'll get to the other case that shut down the highway on Friday here in a minute. This was a woman who, you said, the gas pump, it is believed, was on the passenger side of that truck.
Based on all of the details that I have gotten about this story, she pulled up to the gas pump. It was her own vehicle. She got out, and based on the fact that she tried to hop into the passenger side, that would tell me that the filling spout was on the passenger side of the vehicle. And She started pumping gas, the truck started to roll, and your immediate instinct in that moment is, oh no, I need to stop the truck. And so she rips open the passenger side door and tries to jump in and misses a footing, and all it takes is one footing that you miss, and all of a sudden you're on the ground, and that thing's not going to stop rolling.
So does that say to you, Scott, the truck was in neutral? Ford F-150s just don't start rolling.
Well, by the we don't know if the gas pump was in the truck. So how much time has elapsed from the time she gets out? It could have been in neutral. It's possible, I guess. I have no idea. And she gets out of the truck, walks around the front or maybe the back, gets over to the passenger side, and for whatever reason, the truck starts moving. She tries to jump in through the passenger door, slips, falls. Those are big trucks. Ends up on the ground underneath the truck, and it runs around.
I have covered similar stories. They are all very sad, where you are backing out of your driveway, Scott, and the newspaper is there on the ground. And you open your door. The driver then leans all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you haven't put your seatbelt on because you're just pulling out of your driveway.
I've done that.
You lean all the way down to get grab the newspaper, whatever it is. Your foot's on the brake. It slips. You fall out. And there have been deaths that way as well. And we were talking about this over the weekend. Your instinct, if you are outside of the car and it starts rolling, your instinct is to probably jump in that thing and try to get your foot on the brake, we would all, I think, instinctively, you want to stop the car instead of what is safe.
Get the hell out of the way.
Is get out of the way, warn others, and eventually it will strike something and stop. And Sam, if the pump is in, those things are designed now just to rip off.
Breakaway, yeah.
A number of people are saying the F-150 fills from the left.
So then she must have just been walking around the vehicle for whatever reason, had to get in the passenger door or something.
Could have been cutting across the parking lot to go inside the gas station.
Yeah.
Looks back and sees her truck is moving.
But Scott, what percentage of people would try to jump in and stop it? I think it's an enormous
95%.
I think it's north of 80. I don't know that it's 95.
We don't know, but the text line is also bringing up a great point that it could be a stick shift and the parking brake wasn't all the way in.
Yeah, I don't know.
And if those pumps are on an incline.
Yeah.
Then we have to update everyone on the breaking news we covered all afternoon Friday before the Royals game, before Alex Gordon's induction into the Hall of Fame. Everyone was heading out to Kauffman.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a pedestrian fatality that, very sad, but that impacted traffic for hours as people were trying to get to the stadiums. So we had said off the air on Friday, do you think this was someone who maybe jumped off the overpass? Like, what is going on? Why would there be a pedestrian?
Mm-hmm.
The story got even stranger over the weekend. Did you read the update?
I have not heard the update, no.
So at first, what I had heard was that the semi, all of the traffic had crawled to a stop because of the Royal Stadium traffic.
Okay.
It was slow. Foot on your brake, let it off.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Go a couple of car lengths, slow. We had heard that a pedestrian tried to hop up onto the flatbed semi. And in trying to do so, for some unknown reason, in trying to get up onto the truck, for whatever reason, lost his footing, tried to grab onto some rope or something that was on a flatbed truck, and got rolled over by the back tires of that semi.
Oh my.
Okay?
Oh my.
Things got stranger over the weekend. When police updated the story, the victim that was struck and killed was in his own GMC pickup, crawling along at a snail's pace in traffic with everybody next to a flatbed semi. For an unknown reason, he leaves his truck and tries to either enter the cab of the semi or get onto the back of the semi. The semi driver is like, "What are you doing?"
We're talking about the same guy, right?
We are talking about the same guy. He was not a pedestrian. He was in traffic. Police say for an unknown reason, hopped out of his truck and then tried to get on the back of the semi
for what purpose?
Commandeer the they don't know. Loses his footing, slips underneath the semi, is run over by the back two tires.
Dead right there.
The semi driver, I believe, thought he was being robbed. Like, there is a guy trying to get into my truck. Why?
I don't know. That you're dumb?
You know, even if it was a pedestrian, we were talking about this over the weekend, was he trying to hitch a ride? Like, you know, was he like hitchhiking and, you know, or wanted to get to the stadium fast? Like, I don't know. Then when it came out, he had his own truck, exited the truck and got onto this.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Nothing makes any sense.
That doesn't make any sense. What was the point? If you're trying to get to the stadium faster, you're going to get there at the same speed in your truck as the flatbed semi.
From the text line that says road rage written all over it.
Well,
tensions get high.
Maybe.
But to leave your truck?
Maybe you think to yourself, I can't believe this guy just cut me off. I'm gonna go confront him.
Well, think about the Platte County sports reporter.
Yeah.
That guy stopped his car on the highway, allegedly, gets out of his car, and just walks up and shoots.
Listen to this. A man died Friday after apparently trying to, quote, jump aboard a tractor trailer on I-70.
This sounds like road rage.
It was a white Freightliner eastbound on I-70 near Blue Ridge Cutoff. The white Freightliner was changing lanes when a man, for an unknown reason, in a black GMC Sierra pickup, left his vehicle. He tried to enter the cab of the Freightliner. The Freightliner's driver began to slowly pull forward, and the pickup driver began to run alongside the truck. Then he tried to jump on the trailer, pulling a retention strap as the trailer was moving before losing his grip and falling on the roadway. The rear axle of the trailer ran over the man. He was pronounced dead at the scene.
Don't get out of your cars on the highway.
Ever. What?
No.
Ever.
Ever.
And in that high traffic situation, if, you know, the guy had his blinker on and the guy in the semi didn't let him in for whatever reason, and we never know the answer. It's never logical. We can't apply logic to the illogical.
No, you can't.
That sets him off.
Sam, we've said this before. If everyone listening to this story right now is like, well, I would never get out of my car. I think most people, even in the road rage incidents where it happens, you're like, I just don't know. Like, my emotions got the best of me, and before I knew it, we were, you know, exchanging
blows. You have no
self-control.
But you have no self-control. Even when you have been at your maddest, think about the times in your life when you've been at your angriest with someone.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
I was probably one of them at one point. You can still maintain a modicum of control.
Of common sense.
Yeah. I'm not getting out of my car.
You're not MacGyver. You're not going to jump on board a moving, even at a slow crawl.
No, I'm not, Dana.
A moving semi.
I turned 54 yesterday.
You're not Vin Diesel.
I'm not. I'm not Dwayne The Rock Johnson either. These legs don't run like they used to. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think J.J. Spawn is now my new favorite golfer. Turned a sloppy mess at the U.S. Open at wet and nasty Oakmont into a thing of beauty at the end of Sunday with two stunning shots that carried him to his first major. First came his driver on the 314-yard 17th hole onto the green for a birdie. Needless to say, it was the putt on the 18th hole. I'm not even into golf that much, but I watched it with amazement. He was the only this place is so hard to play that he was the only player under par.
And barely.
One under.
That course ate everyone alive.
Now, I thought I saw a story somewhere that said he resembles a Steelers great.
Franco Harris.
Does he?
Kind of, sort of, okay. I guess.
Are you starting to come around to just the extreme nature of the difficulty of that sport to get to the very, very top, and then the emotion, Scott, when that 65-foot putt sank. He dropped to his knees. He was crying. His caddy threw his legs and his arms around him.
What do you mean, am I starting to come around?
Well, I know you've been watching it kind of quietly for a while, but I think you're starting to see why it is so exciting.
It's a very difficult sport to master.
Oh.
But so is soccer, so is football, so is basketball.
Sure.
You know, I can't hit three after three after three on a basketball court.
I think psychologically it's the hardest. I really do. Because it's just you.
Is it harder than ping pong? Psychologically?
Much.
Psychologically?
Harder. And speaking of psychology,
not
did you see...
What about darts?
Wyndham Clark went Joe Walsh in the historic
locker. Who the hell's Wyndham Clark?
One of the players just went... My dad's worried he has something wrong in his noggin.
Like an anger management problem?
Sounds like it.
So the cut line landed at +7. That basically means you could play really, really bad and still make the cut, with several stars falling below, including defending champion Bryson DeChambeau. But so too did the 2023 U.S. Open winner, Wyndham Clark. Clark bogeyed, was mad, took out his frustration, went into the members' locker rooms at Oakmont Country Club, and went nuclear. Now...
Oh, they don't like it when you mess up the club.
Fellow players are some fellow players are sort of defending it.
Wow.
Well, listen to one player says this is minimal in regards to what I've seen other players do. Players you would never expect. Oakmont will test any player's mental fortitude. The problem is there's a photo of it that's been leaked of the damage to the lockers. If you went and visited some storied country club like that, and so much as left a carpet fiber out of place, they would ban you for life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the professionals have to be better than that.
What's going
to
happen to Wyndham?
Sam?
Will he be banned?
Probably nothing.
They're going to make him pay for the repairs, apologize.
I doubt they'll even make him pay for the repairs.
Ian Poulter tweeted, I have inflicted severe locker destruction throughout the years at U.S. Opens and paid my fines. Generally, they have been our temporary build lockers, not members' lockers. Not that that's an excuse.
Hmm.
severe locker destruction.
I mean,
as long as he's making money for the sport.
Yeah, I know. But can you imagine that in any other profession? Like,
yes.
Know, let's say we have a bad show, right? And I go out into the newsroom and start kicking over computers and trashing desks. I'm downstairs tomorrow morning, probably being told to go upstairs, pick up what I threw on the ground, and leave forever.
It's why John Belushi, as the nation's greatest and toughest chess coach, is one of the funniest SNL bits of all time. Where he goes, pawn to rook four, pawn drive, no! He starts flinging tables and chairs. He throws a table like he's Bobby Knight. It is one of the funniest SNL skits of all time.
But answer me that. Why is it in sport or in music? It's almost sport and or entertainment. You can get away with just about anything you want.
Yeah, criminal damage to property.
I mean, back in the day, hotels knew better than to rent rooms to Van Halen. They were going to trash your hotel. Same with Ozzy Osbourne and Motley Crue.
But they definitely sent him a bill. They didn't just clean it up and say bygones are bygones.
Oh, without question. The difference is this. At that level, very rarely is there any sort of evidence of the destruction. And in this case, someone took a photo and it was on social.
What do you mean evidence of the destruction?
No, like the other times that this has supposedly happened, you don't see the footage of the locker damage because they protect
the player,
the field.
They protect
the club. So everyone that's going, oh, I can't believe he did that. Well, the other players are coming out saying, oh, that's nothing. You should see what, you know what I'm saying? Right. There's just no evidence of it.
But how many times do we have to say they should be better than that because they're setting an example for younger athletes?
Better.
And here's the deal. Does anybody else catch the irony that the guy who lost his temper, who trashed a country club locker room,
I know,
is named Wyndham
Clark. I know it.
Mommy, I lost.
Oh, Wyndham, what happened out there, sweet baby?
There was a player in the field this weekend. His name was Thriston.
Oh, God.
What was that?
Thriston from a different. He was not representing the United States. I don't remember which country.
That sounds like a South African man.
Can you imagine?
Thriston.
Thriston just threw his gloves again.
What's the most expensive mellow you have here? Well, Thriston.
Well, Thriston. Anyway, I'm thrilled for J.J. Spahn. And, you know, I'm sure the lockers have been repaired.
And by the way,
everybody will be friends.
And this is why I think he's going to become my favorite golfer, is because you know where he was at 3 o'clock yesterday morning? CVS. His daughter was sick and throwing up.
Oh, I know. Only two little baby girls.
J.J. Spahn, not Wyndham Clark.
No, Wyndham Clark was hungover and trying to
Wyndham
fix his
Clark
foot.
Needs a contractor. You don't go to CVS for that.
He was Jill Walshing a hotel room.
That's right. Well, a locker room.
Well, no, then he went back to the hotel.
Right. No, J.J. Spahn got up in the middle of the night. His daughter was throwing up. She was sick, had a fever, and he went to CVS and got her some medicine. I like him.
I love it.
According to the Ottawa, Kansas Police Department, at around midnight, officers were called to Victory Dodge near East 23rd and South Oak Street on reports of a burglary and car theft. A witness tells police suspects used a car to crash into the dealership sales floor and then stole a Dodge Challenger Hellcat. Mm-hmm. There are easier ways to steal a car, friends. Not that I've ever stolen one.
Mm-hmm. No, I would hope not.
Those Hellcats, man, they're the hot ticket right now. Anything with the super powerful drivetrain.
How did they know which key to get? And where to get them?
That's a good question.
It's not like they keep the keys in the display cars on the lot or even in the sales floor.
In a nice little cabinet.
Right. I bet Wyndham could have gotten into that cabinet.
Let me at it.
What does he have, a 9-iron?
Ottawa police say the suspects then fled north on I-35, where a unit with the Wellsville Police Department tried to stop the stolen car. However, the driver of the car made it into Johnson County. Multiple agencies joined in at Johnson County, including Overland Park. Overland Park deployed the tire deflate.
The Grappler 6000!
Well, no, spike strips.
No, these are spike strips, but the car was able to get away.
Continue. That's not a fun car to be in a chase with.
Continued into Kansas City, Missouri on eastbound 435. That's when Wellsville police bagged out. Do they get them?
Well, I would say that the next line would say
they did.
Okay.
They did.
Say, if you really want to take
because I'm running out of paragraphs
if
here.
If you really, really want to take someone into custody, you need the grappler 6,000.
Duh. You always need the grappler. I'm going to tell you a quick story here about somebody who stole $200,000 from a Presbyterian church. But before I do, I want you to guess the gender.
I'm sure it's a woman.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's always the church lady.
A Louisiana woman has been arrested for stealing thousands, read that hundreds of thousands of dollars, from a Presbyterian church in West Monroe, Louisiana. The West Monroe Police Department was called to the church after officials discovered bookkeeper Joni Smith had used church funds to pay her bills of $11,498.52. Officials say a forensic auditor discovered misappropriated spending from multiple church accounts. Police report the audit found that Smith took a total of $182,185 over the last 2 years.
How does no one miss that money? That is what I will never understand unless you tell me that there's only one blue-haired lady with a gambling problem that's in charge of the kitty. There's no checks and balances.
Took $182,000 over 2 years.
We've seen these stories, and it's millions, Scott.
$90,000 a year.
Coming up a little bit later on the program, one of my favorite stories of the day, and Sam says it is sexist, and he might be right. The age-old question, do we start sending our young boys to kindergarten later than our girls? And you never had sons, Scott, but I will tell you this. There's always that question, especially if they're right on the dividing line of, you know, July, August, September. Do you hold the young boy back?
Why?
Well, there are
sexism.
Several. No, there are several theories about whether or not it is better that the boys be the oldest in the class or 1 year behind, depending on how you look at it. I don't know. We sent our August child with the August grade. So she was, you know, always the very last to have the birthday party and all that stuff.
I was the second youngest member of my class at Lansing.
Were you mature as a young boy, like kindergarten, first grade? No, of course you weren't.
I was the youngest, I think, if not second youngest.
Were you really?
Yeah. I know I was not mature, but did I learn? Yeah, I did.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Okay, tell me this story now about holding young boys back in, but letting the young girls go on ahead.
Well, let's talk about it in the 4 o'clock hour.
Okay.
For as far back as I can remember, this has been a discussion specifically when it comes to 4 and 5 year old boys. Now, I have one daughter who had an August birthday, and I do remember, you know, thinking because she was right on the line, somebody said to us, do you want to hold her back and go with the next class? So she'd be the oldest person in the class and the young, instead of the younger. And I said, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Because she was ready to go. But it is a specific thought process that in some cases it's better to start boys in kindergarten a year later than their female.
Well,
they call it red shirting, by the way. I'm being serious.
Well, probably for a reason, and Jim's going to make that point if he calls back after 4 o'clock because he was waiting online, but if we're not going to start the topic now.
No, I
want to
wait.
I want Jim to call in right after 4 so he can make his point, and there would be a reason they call it red shirting. It has nothing to do with academics.
Text line says they call it the good old Texas red shirt.
Yeah.
The Texas red shirt.
Jurors in Karen Reed's second murder trial have begun their first full day of deliberations today in the case over whether the Massachusetts woman killed her Boston police officer boyfriend. The 12-person panel began discussing Reed's fate on Friday for about 2 hours. By the way, if and when they do reach a verdict, if it's during the body of this show, we will bring that to you live, if possible. Because I think this is one of those trials that has captivated the country has divided, you know, not in a political way, but just divided the country. Some people think she's guilty as hell.
I've said this 100 times. I don't know if she did it. I don't know if she didn't. I know they can't prove how he died, where he died, when he died.
Yep. And she's 45 years old. She has pleaded not guilty. By the way, when she was first tried, she was, we later learned, the jury came back with not guilty verdicts on charges 1 and 2, which were the most serious offenses. They found her guilty, I believe, or were hung. I can't remember. Not guilty. Check that. Guilty or were hung on charge number 3, which was a much more minor charge. But yet, because they couldn't reach a verdict on all 3 charges, the jury ended up being hung. And so, or hanged or whatever. I never get that right. This is the most important story of the day.
No, it is not. Before you even read it, I know what you're about to say, and I assure you, this is not the most important story of the day.
Well, I digress, and I too have a degree in journalism, so I think it's the most important story of the day. Even the country's most prolific baby daddy believes in sperm limits.
No.
I should.
No.
My family is ashamed of me.
How many has he fathered?
176. Ari Nagel.
Why?
Ari Nagel, better known as the Sperminator.
You got to try harder than that.
Sperminator.
There you go.
Is retiring from baby making effective yesterday. He revealed to the New York Post.
He's just now tired.
The prolific papa who... I gotta read ahead here, make sure this is okay.
Clean it up.
The prolific papa who helped complete strangers for 17 years across 20 states, 10 countries, and 5 continents conceded that while he may feel invincible, his sperm is not.
Okay.
He turns 50 in August, recently began dating a 22-year-old that he met at an art gallery.
Oh, so he's weird, too. Cool.
Yeah, right. What is it about these super populators? Is it narcissism? Is it... because he has not done this quietly. You know, it would be one thing if you wanted to help childless couples father a child. You want to help. And you never said a word about it. This is just what you're doing. He has sought out publicity over this.
Oh, sure.
He made custom T-shirts.
So, he's as I mentioned, he turns 50 in August. He's now dating a 22-year-old. And he says of his new girlfriend, and I'm quoting here, she probably has daddy issues, so she wanted America's dad.
Okay.
He's 6 feet tall. Well, 6 feet two.
Wait, is that really a quote?
That she probably has daddy issues, so she wanted America's dad. That is in quotes. He's 6 foot two, blue eyed. He's a college math professor. He has 5 babies still due this year.
What if those babies bump into each other in a grocery store in 22 years and fall in love?
Well, that's why we have 23andMe, Dana.
Which, by the way, we have an update on 23andMe to bring to you as well.
Okay, but here's another quote. We'll get to that. We'll get to that after the top of the hour. My legacy, quote, my legacy will never be for money or fame. It's family.
Okay.
Thank you, Vin Diesel.
Okay.
News is next here on Dana and Parks. We will see you on the other side. It's family, guys. Family.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.